I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app
and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, Ramblers! I know the international break is almost over, but fear not, I've got a little something today to keep you entertained. This season on the Football Ramble Patreon, we're serving up a special extended edition of The Ramble exclusively for our friends of The Ramble every single Wednesday. It's 20 minutes of unplanned chat, sometimes about football, sometimes not, but always, always entertaining and answering plenty of your questions. In this episode, we're sharing some of our favourite moments from Ramble Uncut so far. You'll hear about Pete's new Japanese car and Andy's close shave with a horse at Plough Lane. But if you want more of this every single week, on top of ad-free shows and access to the Football Ramble Discord, then head over to patreon.com/footballramble. That's patreon.com/footballramble. The link is right there in your show notes. For now, enjoy the show. We kick off with a classic question from one of our Patreon subscribers. This is from Christopher. Premier League managers Royal Rumble Redux. Who is the hardest manager and who is the least hard? I mean, it's, we haven't...
we've not discussed this in a while, have we?
No.
Yeah,
not
so
a little update, really. Yeah.
There is a few.
There's a few new entries. Mm. Obviously, Vinnie Kompany.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him and he is fucking hard.
I think Vinnie Kompany is
what did you do?
I was about to say...
he's just an intimidating bloke.
Yeah, but why would you need to interview him? Like, we know that.
All like players.
Yeah, well, I've seen him
about that,
face to face from a foot away, and he is terrified.
Did you go in there thinking, I think I might have him. I'm going to stick one on him. And then you went, whoa.
No comment.
No comment from Morsey.
I think the big players that are in the hat these days, it's got to be Vinnie Kompany. I mean, De Zerbi's got an outside chance. Uh-huh. Postecoglou's got a chance. I don't really think of all the new entries. I don't really think Rob Edwards, Gary O'Neill.
Howe's not doing anything, is he?
Nah, they're not really doing
what,
much.
What I will say is,
Roy Hodgson.
With the Royal Rumble, well, we know Roy's very hard, don't we? He's got that bricktop old man strength.
Oh, Roy's got a shotgun under his sword off under his fucking coat.
He'll do better than you'd expect.
Yeah.
But on welcome to the Royal Rumble.
On that vibe, you know, with the actual Royal Rumble, quite often you get someone who comes in quite early. You think, oh, God, this is. Yeah. They're in second, they're not going to last, and they really, really go the distance.
Yeah.
Steve Cooper.
Yeah, that's what you mean. Yeah. I think Cooper's got a lot. Cooper take it down to the gutter.
I think Cooper would surprise me.
I think he could take a lot of punishment
think
as
you,
well.
You boys are
keep getting up.
I agree with that. You boys are all forgetting about Davey Moyes.
Oh no, he's not a new entry though, is he?
Yeah, but he's still he's
Davey
in
Moyes and Sean Dyche are so you know integral to this conversation. That I think we're all waiting to get. To
I think them. I think Roy Hodgson could really. I think Roy Hodgson better than any other manager in the Premier League could really impactfully call someone else a cunt. As in, like, he pulls a sawn off out of his. Yeah. He pulls a shooter out of his big trench
shooter.
Coat.
It would be a shooter.
Yeah, he just goes, you cunt. Like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'll claim it for a shootout.
Yeah. Do you imagine him just going, you cunt?
Let's not take the piss here.
Yeah, I'm not taking the piss. I think you have.
Yeah.
You cunt.
Boom.
I can see him, like, just kneecapping Arteta to show everyone else he means business. Because people, when Roy turns up with the sawn off, people are thinking, he won't use it.
Yeah.
So straight away, bang,
I would say
it would be a bit unfair in a Royal Rumble if one of them's got a gun.
In a Premier League broadcast. In a Premier League broadcast, you do sort of like, sometimes managers will sort of, sometimes in their second language, slip out an F or an S.
Roy's got loads
a C
of options.
C would be, you know, so impactful.
Roy,
you're going to get in the same amount of trouble, aren't you? You still get the same amount of fine or you won't get invited back to...
Pardew-esque.
Well, did he ever use the C word, though?
Shut. You know he's your fucking old cunt.
Right, he didn't do that in a presser, though, did he?
No, I guess not. I love it. He said Alan Pardew worse on Match of the Day, to be fair.
I don't think Joe Kinnear did, to be honest. I don't think I've ever heard a C word.
Do you think Jurgen Klopp would get his dentures kicked in? I think Klopp's so tall and broad that he's going to have a big chance, especially given that this involves throwing people over the top rope.
They're not dentures. I don't like the Royal Rumble aspect of it because that's boring. I like that proper bust up proper, on a bit of waste ground down the Isle of Dogs.
Because it's exactly the same as it used to be down there. I think Klopp could go the distance.
Everton's
new stadium at the state it's in now.
Love that.
Yeah. Guardiola.
No.
Nah. No. I think
Guardiola's like taking a book club to a Millwall game. It's just, oh, great. It's all very cerebral. He'll be reading The Art of War by Sun Tzu on the way in and they'll just get his head stoved in.
Thomas Frank's go got weird, wiry energy. He sinewy, does. Isn't it?
Dowsim.
Yeah. I think Thomas Frank...
people that are stringy but hard.
Yeah, I don't think...
Where's the hard coming from?
Yeah, that's spot on. I don't think he'd win, but I think he would go further than people would give him credit.
Yeah.
We always appreciate that question, to be fair. Yeah. Amazing we haven't.
Big Ange bust a few cans over someone's head, wouldn't he?
So. Yeah, Ange, if it was a brawl, just sheer kind of
in
pub
a bar,
stuff.
He's
one of the favourites.
It's like a dad who's being a bouncer at a wedding, but also he's legitimately a really good bouncer.
Yeah.
He's not professional at it, but he's just a natural.
And he's got a pool cue to hand and he knows how to use it.
Big time.
Yeah.
You've got something arriving from Japan soon, haven't you?
I do have something arriving from Japan soon. why is this amusing?
Because you were telling Jim and I this the other day. And as Luke often says is, people think we ham you up to the listeners. We dial you down.
Right. I bought a car.
Yeah. There's loads of cars here.
Yeah.
You can get Japanese ones here as well.
Yeah. No, Vish, not this one.
Not this one.
Not this particular one.
You pop your feet through the seats. The passenger seat, you can pop your foot through if you want to have a lie down.
Why wouldn't you import that?
Why wouldn't you want to import that? I'm never going to enjoy it because I'll be driving it. So,
sorry.
Fish, to make it clear, Pete's driving the car.
Yeah.
You're in the back of the car for some reason. Yeah. Very unsociable of you. Yeah. But maybe you're a little bit tired and you want to pop your feet up. So you can open a little slot in the seat in front of you next to Pete's, where Pete's driving, and just pop your feet in if you want.
And give your feet a little massage. Little
foot weirdo.
Yeah.
And you can rest.
So,
as I'm turning around a corner
from Japan,
as I'm turning around the corner, pop one of your toes in my mouth. Vicious feet.
Why are you importing this?
Because I was roundly criticised for buying a Jaguar.
So this is our fault.
So I just think I just need something a bit more on brand.
No, Luke,
and also I don't need the boot full of water, which is what I've got now.
Yeah, you should have checked.
It's a piece of shit.
Luke criticised you for buying the Jag, didn't he?
Yeah, everyone did.
I never criticised you.
All right, okay, fine.
What, Jim is unlikely. Jim or Vish criticised you as well. Who are these people that criticised you?
We've not heard about the Kia. Is it Kia Sportage? Honda Jazz. Sorry. We've not heard from the Honda Jazz for a little while.
Yeah, Honda Jazz is a good solid car.
Yeah, it's still going. I can, because of how kraut it is at the front, you kind of have to, if you want to suck your toe, you've got really little feet.
Well, I mean, you've got to do yoga for 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a Toyota Century. It's the car that the Yakuza used to drive. But
it's basically
a diplomat's car. Right. And it's and they get to a certain age, and in Japan, after 10 years, you're allowed to have a lie down. But you're in a situation where it's very expensive to maintain a car over a certain period of time because the MOT is just way more aggressive than ours. So there's a lot of these cars just kicking around.
I see.
And they're beautifully put together. But mainly, you can put your foot through the fucking seat. And it's got the wing mirrors on the bonnet rather than next to you where you are.
Right.
Which looks badass, in my opinion.
Is it ULEZ compliant? I bet it's not.
It's a V12. Of course it fucking isn't.
Oh, right.
So
it's not ULEZ compliant.
No.
Still
but neither
it
is. So is the Jaguar.
In a non-ULEZ compliant car. And you're going to be stung for 15 quid every time you drive here.
Yeah.
So they won't see him because he'll be lying down, won't they? What's that?
It's a ghost car, a ghost driver.
So, of what advantage to the Yakuza was the foot hat?
They could lie bodies down, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just think it's all built for the person in the back, this weird seat. And they don't
okay.
You know what I mean?
It's
all.
Because they
it's a chauffeur's car, yeah. So I'm basically giving myself a chauffeur's job.
Yeah.
Anyway, it rocked up at one of the
pots. You've got it?
Pots. No, it rocked up at the pot. Mm. And the guy who was putting it onto the ship, it's going to take 2 months to get here, took some pictures. And I was like, there's loads of lights on. There's loads of, like, engine lights on.
Oh, no.
And I said, went about the guy, and I said, Ken at goonet.com. I don't know why it's called goonet. It's a disgusting-sounding website. Yeah, yeah. I said, you said that there's nothing wrong with this bloody car. There's lights on the dash. And he went, oh. And they got an engineer. And
you're going to have
a flat battery.
Flat battery,
it's all good. Okay. Everything's fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Chaps, another email we got, this is from Richard Corduri, I think that's pronounced. This is, of course, following on from last Friday's show of how we can refer to kennel authorities. It says, greetings from America. I feel like you guys bottled the whole what should we call Kenilworth Road because it's too small for a castle discussion. If it's a smallish sort of castle, wouldn't it be a keep? Feels like a very English sort of thing to know.
That is a very good point. And actually, after we had that conversation,
you regretted it, didn't you?
I did, because I ended up looking on Google for all these different types of medieval buildings.
Mm.
And I finally settled on the fact that I think Kenilworth Road is either a manor house or an almshouse.
Mm.
That would be my...
You not fancy Kenilworth Folly?
That's a go. Well, the Folly is, a smaller fort?
Particularly that bit when you come out of the away end and you can see the houses on either side. It just reminds me of, you know, that video that someone put on the internet of the West Ham fans coming down the stairs and singing, "We Can See You in the Bath."
Can I ask just quickly about Kenilworth Road? You know how on the walk in to the Emirates, for example, and other grounds, people often use their houses as a front to, like, sell drinks, offer car parking spots, or even, you know, there's a great Caribbean grill that's set up when you walk from Arsenal Underground Station to the Emirates.
It's just NOS.
Oh, someone's birthday. Oh, yeah. No.
And fenced goods. Yeah.
But if you're at Kenilworth Road, because, you know, often they don't serve booze to away fans in the Premier League, like various Premier League grounds, and I'm not sure if they do or will do at Luton. You had a couple of cans in your garden, and they just walked by, toss them over for a fiver.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a really good idea.
What I was thinking is, do they check when you get to the other end, when you're about to get to your seat? Is there someone at that point?
None of us
checks?
Know the answer to that.
I know, but I'm putting it out there to the people who play.
Andy famously hates the Kenilworth Road away end.
You do, don't you? It's fair if you hate it, Andy.
Yeah.
But you've always felt this way about like working class towns in general, haven't you?
Yeah.
Only ones with pillars that get in the way of my eyeline.
As I said to Andy on Reacts recently, you know, when Portsmouth were in the Premier League, they got hammered their away and every single week. And I think it's only fair that Luton get the same. I mean, be consistent.
Look,
I mean,
if Hayes and Yedding ever get to the Premier League, I'll get medieval on their toilet as well, which is funny because their toilet is kind of medieval anyway.
I've played at Hayes and Yedding's ground, and I believe...
Have you?
No, we played at Tooting and Mitcham.
That was Tooting and Mitcham. Oh, this was a different game when I was an employee of Sky Sports.
How'd you get on?
How did we get on?
How did you get on?
We won.
Vish, we're about 10 seconds away from Marcus talking about scoring a goal that was assisted by Quinton Fortune at Old Trafford. So strap yourself in. That's coming down the line now.
Is OT the best ground you played at?
I scored a goal at
Old Trafford.
Griffin Park.
Yeah, definitely.
Have you?
Yeah. Played for 4-4-2 against the Nike Academy. We lost 3-2.
That's just respectable. You think the Nike Academy sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I scored a lot of goals at the Old Plough Lane because they simply never used to lock it.
Amazing.
When we'd get off the coach from
away
trips,
you're a Wimbledon fan as well, yeah.
When I was like 13, 14, because they never locked it, you just like the coach would drop you outside the Sportsman, which was the pub next to the ground or sort of part of the ground. Jimmy Greaves used to live upstairs.
Oh,
and you get off there and you just go in, you just unbolt the main gate.
Yeah.
You'd
walk smash up, the lock in.
you'd walk up the back of the West Bank, the old terrace. And so you'd score goal after goal in the full goals and nets of the team that you supported.
That's great.
It's brilliant.
I mean, why have they still got the goals and nets up? That shows you what a tin pot operation. Because like no Premier League
having a go.
Club.
I mean,
I'm having a go because
this was the 80s. You make a fair point, but this was pre Premier League. This was like 1991.
So nobody was there. Surely at some point someone went, "Oi!"
Actually, it was kept under better security after Wimbledon moved out. And in fact, just before they bulldozed the Old Plough Lane site, I remember I was coming back with a friend, and we passed it. We might have had a few drinks at the time.
Oy.
And we got in again, but this time, after I climbed over the fence to have a bit of a walk over the overgrown pitch, my friend shouted out to me, he's like, "I don't want to alarm you, but there is a horse behind you." And there was genuinely a horse.
And had a scarf on. Chased me to the dentist.
Which chased me across the field, and I had to scale a fence to...
Wow. You chased my horse.
Wow. You can be careful, mate.
I mean, obviously, I had a reasonable head start. Otherwise,
yeah. Only Fools and Horses vibes, isn't it, Andy?
It is.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Gentlemen, last time we did, there was a ramble uncut. It was myself, Luke, and and Andy Brassel. And we asked the question, what Olympic sport would be best or would you be best or worst at after 3 months of training? If you remember the training, you got unlimited budget. That's the really the, your only constraint is the time. So what could you train up in and give a and embarrass yourself the least at, I suppose, is the way you might put it. So there was lots of answers on social media to this. Obviously, Andy, Luke and I had our say. Gary Rick said, in my prime with training, I would have beaten Eric the Eel, piece of piss. I think we all would have done, because obviously that was swimming, wasn't it?
Was he famously bad or was he...
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have been there. It was utterly ridiculous that he was competing, quite frankly. But we love him and we love those people. Eddie the Eagle seems like a flipping gold medalist compared to him, you know, in his respective sport. Dan W. said, worst gymnastics of any kind, best mountain biking.
Okay.
Okay, right.
I think mountain biking is maybe like...
I mean, that's very much like the luge or the skeleton or the mountain bike. That's more guaranteed to get you... If you do it wrong, you get really hurt.
True. Yeah.
Gymnastics
perhaps
as well.
Perhaps the stakes of that for a certain personality means you're likely to be better at it.
Oh, if you're a devil may... care attitude, you're probably better at it, right?
Maybe.
Okay.
Chris Michael said, best shooting. Shooter, give me the shooter.
Shooter.
He just says, point and shoot, just hold the gun steady.
Fair.
But don't they do that after... Oh, no, there is just shooting, isn't it? I'm thinking of cross-country skiing, where for some reason they shoot in that.
Yeah, that is mad, isn't it?
No, you're thinking of that Bond film at the beginning. No. When
is there any swimming in it? Or is it just cross-country skiing and then you shoot?
Swimming. Can I just, in cross-country.
Sorry, before
sure.
we go on, Vish, can you stop talking about Bond films for crying out loud? He says, worst pole vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, that's hard to...
It's a technique that you've never come across in your life. Let's be honest.
How did it even begin?
Yeah, right.
Venice.
What are the poles even made of? Why do they bend like that? Like a sort of hard marshmallow?
I think it's a Victorian jailbreak.
Right.
Also, ooh. I feel like if say, you know, in American universities where they seem to teach all Olympic sports from a certain age,
yeah.
Clearly you only get put on to pole vault if you can't do... Like this, if you're not that good a sprinter, but you're still fast.
Right.
If you're not that good a jumper, but you need a little bendy stick to help you over the highest things that people are jumping over.
Mm-hmm. But is that not triple? Is that not triple jump as well? I always got put in the triple jump because I wasn't good enough at long jump, but I was good at the triple jump, just because it's just like you don't have to jump quite as far.
Same other together. That was it, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe it is that. But it feels like no one wakes up and be like, I just want to be the best pole vaulter in the world. I feel like they're more pushed towards it.
I think the dream thing is the 100 metres, but not everyone can do the 100 metres. So everyone's probably quite good at the 100 metres, but you have to be so good at the 100 metres to even...
It's all about trying to close that gap, which is embarrass yourself the least. Hannah Louise says, best archery or speed walking. I love that.
Yeah. Speed walking,
different,
yeah.
So different ones. Worst gymnastics or 10-metre diving. I'm scared of heights, got zero flexibility and 100% clumsy.
Guys, are we forgetting the horse ones?
Yeah.
Like, just get on it. Just give us a good horse. Give us the best.
Give us the best horse,
and I'll just sit on that and they'll just do it.
The reason why I think that would be a bit of a fool's errand is you've got to be born
into
all
that common
stuff. Exactly.
Yeah. With the horse going, you shouldn't be on me.
Yeah. That's just, the horse doesn't understand your accent.
Yeah. How are horse?
They're not talking to the horse.
This is the thing, Vish. We don't know what they do.
I could just learn a few words in horse and it would be off to the races.
Indeed, yeah. Steve Dare.
Literally.
You'd think with a surname like him, he might be a bit more expansive than this, but he says, worst judo. 3 months and you'd still be getting chucked all over the joint.
You would be, yeah.
Best javelin. Just lobbing a big needle in it.
But he's written that like he does judo.
Yeah.
That people don't respect it. Why are people always going on about karate? Judo's tough.
Yeah, but it sounds like with anything, do they do wrestling? They do wrestling.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know. I don't watch the Olympics. It's boring.
It's not the wrestling you want it to be.
No, but that's really good. But surely if you're a big lad and surely judo and wrestling, like there is some natural, I'm presuming there's weight divisions as well. Presumably some people are more predisposed to being better at it because you just have bigger muscles,
maybe,
wouldn't you?
Well, okay, so wrestling's a shout, Jim.
No, actually, it's still all about technique. Shut up.
For me, I think lads. I would...
the Neil Warnock of the Olympics.
Big lads slapping meat.
So the premise was that you'd have 3 months of training, wasn't it? And that you would have everything you need. It would be catered for. I think archery, purely because you're not directly competing with another person while you're doing the sport, as you are in some team sports and things like wrestling or whatever.
You do if you so it goes wrong.
About I'm not good. I'm not good at archery. As I've learned from my brother Stag do. But if I had 3 months and I could just do it all day, every day, that'd be the thing I'd have the best chance at. There's something called breaking as well, which I assume isn't like a raid room,
it's
but if it is, it's breakdancing.
Jimmy,
right?
You're not doing
that. Not that.
Yeah.
Is it breakdancing? No. Yeah. Is that not bouldering? Are you joking? Is that in the Olympics?
Breakdancing is going to be in the Olympics, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fish, presumably you choose cricket.
Cricket is about to be in the Olympics. Yeah.
Look at his little face light up.
But cricket is fucking hard.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, it's just hitting a ball, isn't it?
It's over very quickly,
but it is also that, yeah.
Do you know what I think is actually, and Andy Brassel's not on the show, I genuinely believe that if you compare soccer to basketball...
Why are you calling it soccer?
Basketball is such an easier sport.
Right.
You think?
Producer Rory's laughing over there.
That's Charlie.
Producer Charlie is laughing, doing an impression of Rory's laugh. The ball, like, hands are just more expressive naturally. They've just got more... They've got more
points
of articulation. They've got more... You're just... It's closer
You've
to your eyes.
You've definitely tried to masturbate with your own feet, haven't you?
Not myself.
Hands are better.
But I'm just saying that, like, it's just so much easier. Mm. And your legs go all the balancing and stuff. You're having to balance, kick a football, control it, all those things on a massive pitch.
Yeah.
I do agree with you on the kind of technical side. But you can't suddenly grow, like... a foot in 3 months.
It's no,
Maxi bones.
Just do from the halfway line.
Yeah, they are. Just take pot.
Are they allowed to?
Hey, don't pass, Pete. I'm gonna pass you. You're not gonna. No, I'm not.
I'm not gonna do it.
Is it illegal to try and volley the ball in basketball? Is it like one of those quirks that nobody does because it's pointless? You know what I mean? Like in volleyball, you can like head the ball over, you kick it.
Oh, can you?
But
right.
It's just,
nobody does it because it's not as accurate. Not accurate because it's not with your hands, is it?
Not as accurate. Yeah, I'm
exactly.
Team
Thank you.
I think you've really took me back to school where, like, you know, the first time you kick a basketball,
yeah.
Or the first time you kick a medicine ball, you're like, fucking hell, is that a
it's hard,
medicine
isn't it?
Ball? You're not meant to kick them.
I know, yeah, but everyone finds it out once, don't they?
No, I knew. I saw the bloke who was just one in front of me in the queue to kick
in the medicine ball kick.
I have a question for you about the rules, Marcus.
Okay.
Right. Could I train in boxing but enter the breakdancing?
Oh, I like it. Jim, if you think you can game the system, absolutely.
Yeah. You got served, mate. You got served. Presumably that's how it works. That would be quite spectacular.
Step up to the street. Yeah, it was 3 months of step up to the streets.
Yeah.
Mm. I would choose...
Yeah.
I think I would choose diving.
Right. It's very...
I can't swim, but if they...
But I can fall.
The stakes are incredibly high.
Yeah, I was about to say, you don't just do one dive. They do quite a few.
Yeah, but you don't get get judged on how you get out of the pool, do you?
But you're
so if someone was there to look after me...
That would be amazing. Little boat.
That.
He's evacuated his bowels.
Big hook. Someone harpoons him back to the side. Big net.
If someone could look after that.
Just put you on a big string.
Yeah.
Drag you out like that.
Yeah, but like I say...
A human yo-yo.
I think there's a distinct possibility that you would only get one dive and nobody would...
Yeah, but I'd make it good, wouldn't I? Three months. If I could build up to that for 3 months, I don't know how if I couldn't practice.
Yeah. But trampolining is an event. It's an option. You come last, but you'll have a bloody lovely time.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, no one's taking it seriously.
But so part of it is you have to qualify. You have to qualify to get to the Olympics, yeah?
No, you're chucked in.
But you'd have to be good enough to look like you've done it before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you would turn up at the Olympics and it's where would you least embarrass yourself?
It depends what your level of shame is as well, doesn't it? I'm willing to die for this.
I'm with Jim. Take the shooting into the diving. Just take pot shots up as they're flying. And you've got to hit the man or the woman on the way down.
So you create your own sport. Yeah. Well, obviously,
and you only know when there's a lovely puff of blood in the water.
Hit the man or the woman on the way down.
Yeah.
That's really kind of like Uber Tonya Harding levels, isn't it? I'm not even taking part in the event. I'm just taking them all.
Yeah. Is that the guy you trained? What's he doing?
Yeah.
Doing his own thing, isn't he? So that tell me about the jet ski.
Yeah.
I've got no plans to own a jet ski.
But you live by the sea.
I do, it would be perfect for getting
on. Slowly catch you, monkey.
I just don't know what the rules are about me getting on a jet ski and then bombing it over
don't
the Kent.
You can do whatever you want.
Can you?
Yeah.
It's a big shipping limit. Like, you see a lot of, like, cargo.
It's a speed limit, probably.
Yeah, and probably right. You can only go so far out, right?
Nah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the rules are.
Why, what? Well, you can't enter Chinese waters, Jim, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, just if you want to... Get on the moped. If you,
meet my car halfway.
I mean, if you don't want to drown...
Yeah.
Then that's his business.
I just think I'd get knocked off in the wake of a massive cargo ship.
Pete,
just,
would you... I mean, how are you not going to notice that? Cargo ship, famously hanging around.
I don't know.
Knocked off by your own car.
They might shoot me thinking I'm a pirate.
There would be something beautiful about that if he was knocked off by the ship carrying your car.
Oh, yeah. There's a British pirate in the English Channel. No one cares.
Really old school, off his head on rum. And,
I'd love to see you.
He's handing out tenors.
I'd love to see you really affect the stability, geopolitical stability in the South China Sea.
Yeah.
On a jet ski. With a moped on your back.
That would be it.
Land and sea, Pete's coming for thee.
Absolutely. Do you remember the piano man?
The piano man?
Who got washed up on the beach. Or he claimed he got washed up on the beach.
Yeah.
Down your way?
No, I think you're confusing him with Canoe Man, aren't you?
No, I remember. No, Canoe Man was from Hartlepool, and then he went off and died in Panama.
So the piano man had got washed up in Southend and basically
said
that
he... Oh,
was it Southend? No, I don't know. I presume that he's up my end.
Says, according to the internet.
Where was he?
Kent. Okay. That's in Kent.
Isle of Sheppey.
Well, of course.
It's a German guy who wouldn't speak, and all he would do is play piano.
And everyone thought... But he was bollocks, wasn't it?
It probably was.
That was such a shame, because it could have been a great story.
At King's Cross yesterday.
He's busking outside the station.
Pete, would you be interested? You would be, presumably you'd be fairly interested in having your own pirate gang, would you?
I think so, yeah. Just draft in some of the neighbours.
There'd be absolutely no discipline on the ship with
me and Big
a
Damien.
A lot of animals. Yeah. Luke, you'd want to be in it, but if you were invited, I think you'd turn it down.
Well, I'd want to run a tight ship and Pete wouldn't let me.
No, because it's Pete's gang.
Yeah, I suppose. So you'd go insane
day two.
To paraphrase one of our number, I don't think you've got the character to be in Pete's pirate gang.
Well, let's hear. Offer me a role. You're the captain. You're Blackbeard. Offer me a role.
You're swabbing the decks.
No.
Yes.
9 times out of 10, you're looking after the chickens.
You're the captain, mate. Like, you've got to do it.
You're checking every day. You've got to go down and look at the limes.
Okay.
Can I say, you, Pete, are tailor-made for the crow's nest.
Yeah.
Get him up there.
Oh, he's already up there.
If I make my remonstrations here.
Go on.
Jim's pointed out so that Pete's the captain, I've got to do what he says. That generally speaking, back in those days, the captain said it went, right? I would just like to say...
You put a hole in the ship. All right, Pete, you've got to stay on board.
If we're meeting in like a seafront harbour tavern, Jim, right, and Pete's offering me a gig on his ship, mm-hmm, I think, given A, I grew up in Portsmouth.
Right.
B,
I grew up on the coast as well.
So did I.
We all did.
Get to you in a minute.
All right.
Seafaring, very proud seafaring city.
Right. Uh-huh.
The age I'm at, I'm after a mid-ranking officer position, is what I'm saying.
So you're
checking Cox Fair STDs.
So he's saying that you won't last on the ship. He's then you're going, yes, I will. He's going, you've got to sweep the decks. And you're going, no, I wouldn't be an officer.
Jim, this is exactly... You either went in on the gang or not.
This is what I just said. He wants to be in the gang, but when he's offered, he'll turn it down.
Right, you're getting the cat of nine tails.
I'll inspect the Cox for STDs. In return, I want to give Jim the lash.
All right, fair. That's fair.
There we are. I'm glad we've got that sorted. Yeah.
So I have a theory that I could take Rishi Sunak even if he had a knife. And I think this is a similar...
He's a tiny man.
He is a tiny man. And I'm not a fighter, but he is a little weasel, isn't he?
He did a Fabrizio Romano the other day.
He did. It was embarrassing.
What was that about?
Yeah, here we go. David Cameron.
Talking of political things, sort of, Jonathan16 on the Discord said, on Peter Reid's tweets with Dominic Cummings, he said, I'm not sure if the Durham bit was a dig, as I think Peter Reid might live up here in Durham, where I believe Jonathan 16 lives, or he definitely spends a lot of time up there. He even used to come and watch Sunday League when he played in East Durham, where Jonathan... So, yeah, the mad bastard actually played a game once, I think. So, was that a dig?
Well, I think it's fair to point out that Dominic Cummings is also from Durham. So, yeah, it wasn't a dig at the old, Thingy Castle.
But I mean, we like
the name of the castle again.
Barnard Castle.
Durham Castle. Yeah. Yes, Barnard Castle.
It was more of the fact that they're both resident in Durham at the moment, I guess.
Lovely part of the world, Durham, Peter.
It's beautiful.
It is.
It's
a beautiful part of the world.
Up there, you got some really nice places. Durham, York's another really nice place.
But you know what, though? It's always
Harrogate's really nice.
It is,
well,
but we're always told that it's not nice up there. But there's some lovely places.
No one's telling. Who's telling you that?
Yarm.
I'm not saying that.
Stop hiding your nice Hartlepool, Georgian architecture and other things under a
bushel. Pete did say specifically that the part of Hartlepool where he lived when a coal truck went through the living room wall isn't that nice.
No. That house has been knocked down now. Can't visit it.
Well, because of the Fred West thing.
Not even a fucking blue plaque. What?
Because like it's Fred West. They have to knock it down. No one else can live there. Because of the crimes you've committed.
The things
there.
I've put in the walls. Whenever the house is sold, the estate agent says, "You please research the history of this building."
Yeah, there's a reason there's a discount on the price.
Yeah, why is it 30 grand cheaper?
Would you buy it? Would you? If
yes, definitely. Okay. Murderous house. Yeah. I'd revel in it.
No, yeah, you'd love that. No, hang on.
Because whatever I do in the house isn't as bad as that.
Steve Bruce's house.
Yeah, I'd have a lovely house.
Could you get a little blue plaque where you used to play? Where you used to play football with Michael Brown?
Yeah, down the Burn Valley. Yeah.
Would
yeah.
Steve Bruce's house smell of bacon?
Yes, I think it would.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Steve Bruce gets a really bad rap on this show.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah.
It's because of the things he's done and said.
Yeah.
All right, Pardew's old house.
Now
that'll be fucking now that, so nouveau riche. Yeah, awful. Be diamante crystals everywhere.
Be weird SD cards just kicking around. Yeah, it was. So, I'm not even putting that into my computer.
TV's locked on ITV2. just watching Keith Lemon every day.
Like living in a fucking Foxtons.
Yeah, it would be. 100% Jim.
Yeah, very true.
Severe lighting.
Yeah. I bet Brucey would make you a brilliant, brilliant full English though.
Oh, yes. Alan Pardew's got a TV that comes at the bottom the foot of the bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pardew's house. Yeah, but there would be some ceiling, kind of weird, like, there'd be some kind of like fee you're about to pay for his Range Rover or something.
Yeah.
He's got a Rangey on leasey.
Yeah. Oh dear. Good place to finish it there, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
What Pardew said. Thank you for listening. If you want more of all that plus ad-free shows, get over to patreon.com/footballramble and become a friend of the Ramble. See you tomorrow.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The championship season is over, and what a season it was.
But the best is yet to come. It's the playoffs.
Who will make it to the Premier League?
And who will be left heartbroken at Wembley?
Stay across it all with the second tier.
We're bringing you episodes after every leg.
And in between, we're revisiting the greatest moments in playoff history.
It's real conversation with two real championship obsessives.
So you can be in the know about everything happening in the playoffs.
And share all your new knowledge in the pub with your mates.
So come join us.
We're your one-stop shop for the playoffs.
Search second tier in your podcast app and hit subscribe.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.